ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara is dealing with the pasuk of Mois Yumas that we know is referring to Chenek. And the shaila is, how do we know that Mois Yumas is referring to Chenek and not the other Misais? So we had a machloikus tanoim. B'yeshi said that you can't call the Chumrah, and since the most kal of the Dalim Misois is Chenek, therefore Mois Yumas is referring to Chenek. Rabbi Yonason argued, and he said, Kol Misa Amur B'Toyra Stam Eni Ela Chenek, not because it's the most kal, rather, any time the Torah doesn't specify, he has a drasha to learn out that it's Chenek. As Rabbi explains, he makes a Gzeira Shava, here it says Misa, and we find the word Misa in reference to Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Just like by Misa B'Dei Shemayim, there's no Roshim, there's no Mark. So too, the Misa Hamura B'Torah Stam is referring to a Misa that does not leave a mark, and that would be Chenek. Daf Nun Gimel starts off with the Shaila that according to Rabbi Yeshia, that all we have in the Pasuk is Mois Yumas, we have no Gzeira Shava. All we're dealing with, all we have to work with, is the idea that we can't take a more Chamadika Misa, so we have to go to the most lenient Misa. The question is, who said there's a Misa called Chenek? Once we establish the four Misas, then we'll say, you get the most lenient Misa. But before we establish there's such a Misa as Chenek, how do we have a right to say that the Pasuk of Mois Yumas is referring to Chenek? The Gemara answers, Arba Misas, Gemara Gemiri Luhu. There's a halacha of Moshe Sinai that these are the four Misas, Kila, Sreifa, Harig, B'Chenek, and we ourselves could figure out that Chenek is the most kal. Therefore, when you have a Pasuk of Mois Yumas, we have a right to say that Mois Yumas is referring to the most lenient one. The most lenient one is Chenek, and therefore Mois Yumas refers to Chenek. The question is, on Daf Mem Tes, we brought down a Rambam. The Rambam, in Shoresh Yudalim and Sefer HaMitzvahs, says that the Yudalim Mitzvahs are four separate Mitzvahs. Four separate Mitzvahs. There's a Mitzvah of Sreifa, Skila, Herig, Bechenek. They are four separate Mitzvahs. The Ramban argued, and the Ramban said they're all under the banner of Ubiyat, Arami, Kervecha, and they're considered one Mitzvah. The Rambam holds this four Mitzvahs. Now we have a rule, Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Shroshim, the Rambam says, any Mitzvah that we got, and the only knowledge we have of this mitzvah is through Halacha Moshe Mitzvah, it's not counted in the 613 mitzvahs. The Taryag mitzvahs that we're Moina are all the mitzvahs that were given Bichsaf. Any mitzvah that's only given in Halacha Moshe Mitzvah form is not counted in the mitzvahs. Hence arises the Shailah, according to the Rambam, that there are four different mitzvahs. According to this Gemara, according to Rabbi Yeshia, there is no pasuk that ever says any reference to Chenek. All it says in the Pasuk is Mois Yumas. We know it's referring to the most kal, most lenient Misa. We have a Halacha Moshe Mitzvah of Chenek, so therefore we say it's talking about Chenek. That means that the Halacha Moshe Mitzvah is telling us Chenek. Without Halacha Moshe Mitzvah, we have no reference in the Torah to Chenek. So shouldn't this be a stira to the Kal of the Rambam that we cannot count a separate mitzvah, any mitzvah that's only a Halacha Moshe Mitzvah? You could say a simple answer, that the Rambam might paskin like Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason did make a Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava, we know, is like it's mefurish in the Pasuk, so that would be a Makar in the Torah, and therefore it would be permissible to be counted as a separate mitzvah. The problem is it's not clear on the Rambam who he's paskining. The Rambam does bring down the words in Hilchos Isuri B or Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, that Misa Amur B'Torah Stam is going on Chenek, but it's not 100% clear if he means based on Rebbe's drasha to explain Rabbi Yonason, or he means like Rabbi Yeshia's reason, because you only could take the most lenient Misa. So one could say, the beautiful answer, the Rambam is going in Rabbi Yeshia. And according to Rabbi Yeshia, L'chaira, at first glance, it seems to be the entire mitzvah is coming from the Halacha Moshe Mitzvah. You could say the following. We brought down a teretz from Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Beis. He was coming to answer the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs asked on the Rambam, if you're telling me that any time it says Skila Sreifa Harig V'Chenek, it's a separate mitzvah, so why is the Skila of Avodah Zarah and the Skila of Shabbos and the Skila of Ovi Yundayni, why aren't they counted as separate mitzvahs? Every time the Pasuk says Eben Yirgimu Bam or Usakaltam Isai, it's talking to Pesach and telling them a mitzvah. So if all the Dalim Misais are separate mitzvahs, why in the Dalim Misais themselves are they not separate mitzvahs? So Rashad said a tremendous yisoid. proved it from a Rambam by Kilolos Av, that the Rambam Shita is, even if you have one pasuk and it seems like one mitzvah, but if there's different einshim, this itself, that the Torah is saying that in different cases you have different einshim, splits up the mitzvah and you could count it as two mitzvahs. Therefore, he's talking about Kilolos Av. Kilolos Av, there's no law in the Torah that you can't curse out your father. Rather, there's a pasuk of Nasi Ba'am Chaloisar, which is a law that you're not allowed to curse out anybody. Usually you get Malchus, but when you're Makali your father, there you get skewer. So the Rambam counts that as a separate mitzvah. So all the Nasi Kalim, the Ramban, among them, ask, what's a separate mitzvah about that? There's one mitzvah you're not allowed to curse somebody. There's another din that if you curse your father, you get skewer, but it's not a separate mitzvah. So Pshach says, you see in the Rambam, if you have one mitzvah, and sometimes you get Malchus, and sometimes you get Skila, that splits it up into two mitzvahs. Therefore, Pshach wants to say that the Rambam holds this one mitzvah, similar to the Ramban, of Biyar Taharam Yikarbecha. But from the fact that the Torah split it up into four Einshim, that splits up Ubiyar Taharam Yikarbecha into four mitzvahs. Therefore, there's a separate mitzvah of Skila, Shreifa Herik Bechenek, but not because it says Uskaltim Oysoi, rather, because it says Ubiyarta Harami Kerbecha, which has four channels, and those separate channels, each one is considered its own mitzvah. So it's a beautiful territory for the Ramban's Kasha. You can't count Skila of Avodah Zarah and Skila of Shabbos as separate mitzvahs, because Skila is not even the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Ubiyarta Harami Kerbecha. Only if you have a separate Einish that makes into a separate mitzvah. That was the teretz of Reb Shach that we said on the Mem Tes. You see, according to Reb Shach, though it's very good, the question that we just asked. We asked that according to the Rambam, how could you count the mitzvah of Chenek? According to Yeshua, if the only source for Chenek is from Allah HaMashi Mishinai, the answer is, the mitzvah is Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha. And Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha is a pasuk in the Torah. You want to know how many mitzvahs are included in Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha, depends how many einshim. But if you only know there's an einish through Allah HaMashi Mishinai, it's very yitachin to say that even though you only know the einish through Allah HaMashem Yisinai, at the end of the day, Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha has four einshim. If Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha has four einshim, so Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha is going to be four mitzvahs. There's four channels of Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha. That means the only way you have a question is if there's a mitzvah of chenek. Then we can say the mitzvah of chenek is not in the Torah. But if the mitzvah is Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha, and all you're using the Allah HaMashem Sinai for is to say there's another Einish in the world, to be able to count Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha as a separate mitzvah when it comes to the Einish of Chenek, that we have no problem using our Allah HaMashem Sinai for. I saw this teretz in the Oyel Daniel from the Dir Shu Chapur. We'll continue on with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Elu Heinan Eskolin, Haba Alaim, Val Eishus Ha'av, Val Akalo. So the Mishnah starts off listing all the arayas that have skila. Then it goes to al hazocher ve'al habehema va'isha meviyah sebehema, which are also forms of arayas. And then it lists the other averis: hamegadef, over avayit kechavim, nois inside the meilech, avyedaini, mechal shabbos, mechal av imoy, and baal nairam rasa meis amediach. So it starts off listing the arayas, and then it goes to the other averis. Remeir Simcha, in his Sefer Chedusha Meir Simcha on Sanhedrin, he's ma'ir that why is Naira Marasa in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Since Baal Naira Marasa is also a form of Arayas, why isn't it listed in the beginning of the Mishnah, together with HaBaal Aim, Baal Eishas Ab, Baal HaKala? Why do we put it together with Mikala V'imoy and Mesis Amitiach? So he wants to bring a raya to the Marambi Rutenberg's famous Shita that's born in the Taisis Rosh and Yavamis Daf Laman Dalar Manalaf. The Rambam Rutenberg wants to say that the pasuk of Nairu Marasa is in Kisetze. The list of arayas, most arayas that we know, are all listed in Achrimais and Kedoshim. And the pasuk that you get Kuris is in Achrimais towards the end of the parasha. He called Asher Yasim, he called to Eva Se'ela, but Nichris Tu Hanafash is Aisais Mikarav Amam. The pasuk says you get Kuris after it lists off all the arayas in Achrimais. So the Rambam Rutenberg wants to say that if the parasha of Nayim Rasa is not said in Achrimais, rather it's in Kisetze, we have no mekor, we have no source that there's Kares by Nayim Rasa. Now, even though one of the psukim in Achrimais is an Eishes Ish, and at first glance, a Nayim Rasa, Eris and should also make you an Eishes Ish, so you should be including the pasuk of Achrimais. So that's the chiddush of the Maram Rutenberg, that Erisin does not constitute Ishus on the level to be included in the Pasuk of Eishus Ish, and you would not have the Karas of Pashas Achrimais. There's a Chiddush where you get Skila, even though you're not really an Eishus Ish, but the Karas you won't have. That's the Chiddush of the Maram in Rutenberg. So comes along Rameir Simcha, and he says a beautiful Pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off with the Arayas of Pashas Achrimais. The Arayas that have Karas, an Aim, an HSAV, a Kala, even a Zachar and a Behemoth, even an Isham and Vias and Behemoth, those are all in Achrimais. Those are all Skilos that come together with a Karas. If you have Edim, you get Skilos. If there's no Edim, you get Karas. Then we start listing other Averis. When we get to the end of the list, we say Mikal of Imoi, which gets Skilos and not Karas. Mesis and Mediach, they also have Skilos without Karas. When we're talking about the Einshim that have skila without karas, then we put in Habal Naya Marasa. That's on the unique list of skilas that do not come together with the karas. So to derive from our Mishnah, the Ram Rumberg's tremendous chiddush that all the Rishonim have tremendous issues with, L'chaira, our Mishnah is derived from the fact that we put Naya Marasa together with the skilas that do not have a karas. Rabbi Simcha ends off that he found that the Marach or Zeruah brings down that the Marami Rutenberg himself was Chayzer. He changed his mind. He retracted this Chiddush. With too many Raya is not like it. But Rabbi Simcha says, our Mishnah would seem like the original understanding of the Marami Rutenberg. One could say that even though the Marami Rutenberg was Chayzer, we still have a Raya from our Mishnah. It could be that all he meant when he was Chayzer was that every Naya Marasa is also an Eishes Ish. It's a tremendous chiddush for us to say that an Erisin is not on the level of Ishus to be included in Eishes Ish. So Maram Rumberg was Chayzer, and he said you do get Karas because you're included in the Karas of Eishes Ish or Parshas Akrimas. However, the Skila is because you're a Naya Marasa. So it comes out, when the Mishnah is listing the Skilois, one could say, this is a skilo that does not come together with the karas. This special chashivas, the special importance and strictness that we gave to a Naya Marasa to give her a skilo, does not come together with the karas. It happens to be you get karas because you're an Eishes Ish. But when we're listing the Mishnah put into two categories. Aim and Eishes Av and Kala, those are type of arayas that are so chomer that they have a skilo slash karas. If you have Edim, the skilo, there's no Edim, you get karas. The end of the Mishnah is saying the skilos that do not come together with the karas. So we put together Mikal of Imai, Bal Nairu Rasa, that has a skilo that does not come together with the karas, and Amazes and Mediach. Because even though it has a karas, but this that it has a karas is because it's Loigar from an Eishes Ish, which is a chenek slash karas. But the skilo is not something that warrants a karas. So since the skilo is not coming together with the karas, therefore we put in the end of the Mishnah, which is listing off skilos that do not come together with the karas. Rameh Simcha is clearly not understanding like this last point we just made, because he says that our Mishnah is only good according to the Havamina of Rami Rumberg. We're trying to say that maybe even after he was Chayzer, you could still be a Raya from our Mishnah to his point. And that is that Naya Marasa, since it's in Parshas Kiseitze, is not included in the passing of Enichrisu Hanefashas Ha'oises. So mitzad the parasha of Naya Marasa, you don't have karas. In Echanami, you'll have karas of parashas Achrimais. But that still would be good in our Mishnah. The Avnei Nezer, in his Chelek on Avnei Ezer, Simon Gimel, brings a list of Rishonim that argue on this Rami Rutenberg. And like we just mentioned, even the Rami Rutenberg, Lamaskana, might have been Chayzer, like the Marach or Zeruah says. And then he asks a tremendous question on the Havana and the idea of the Marami Rutenberg. The Marami Rutenberg wants to have that a Naya Marasa does not have karas. Karas is only for things that are listed in Parashas Achrimas. We know the whole halacha of Leitafsi Kedushin, which is in the end of our Amud, is based on the halacha of karas. If you have karas, then you Leitafsi Kedushin. That's the Mishnah and Yevamos Memtes, and that's how we paskin. All Chayvei Krisis don't have Tfisis Kedushin. So comes along the Avnei Nezer and he asks the following question. According to Rami Rumberg, that every Naya Marasa, you have skila, it's very chomer, but you don't get karas. If you don't have karas, then you're a Chayvei Mises Bezdin without karas. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that Chayvei Mises Bezdin make like Tafsi. We paskin, you need karas to make like Tafsi. So according to Rami Rumberg, that every Naya Marasa doesn't have karas, So if you don't have karis, kedushin should be tafsi. So the halacha should be a person that gives kedushin to a naim or rasa, that kedushin should be tafsi. You could have two people married to the same lady. V'zela shemanu. Who ever heard of such a thing that you can make a kedushin to a naim or rasa? Now, usually, when the achrayim are dealing with these type of issues, there's a whole sugya in Gittin about shifcha charufa, if kedushin tafsi, they always bring a raya from the Gemara in Gittin, that pei beis and beis. There's a braisa in reference to Yibam and Chalitza about Eishas Shnei Mesim. So the Gemara asked in Gittin, that pei beis and beis, Eishas Shnei Mesim Heichim Shkachsla, how do you have a case? And it's clear in the Gemara that it's impossible to have a case of Eishas Shnei Mesim, that one lady will be married to two people. So usually, like by Shifcha Rufa, the Ben Yeshua and Abnim Lum are very busy, they have an Eitzah by Shifcha Rufa, that will be a case of Eishas Shnei Mesim. So at first glance, the kasha over here wouldn't just be that we never heard of someone having kedushin tafsi to a naim marasa. Rather, it would be a kasha that we found the secret case of Eishas Shnei Mesim. The Gemara Gittin is worried and trying to find the case of Eishas Shnei Mesim, and they say you can't find one. We have a case according to Rami Rutenberg. But it's very simple why he didn't ask the kasha with that strength, and that is because the whole point of the Rami Rutenberg, the whole lumdus is that Erisin is not called the Isha of Eishas Ish. So it wouldn't be called an Eishas Shnei Mesim. If we're trying to find Eishas Shnei Mesim, Nairim Marasa would not be a case that we Mekayim that tonight. That shame. The only kasha is that it's a Davar Muzer. It's a weird thing to say that Kedushin could be Tafsi to a Nairim Marasa. You can answer simply with the Pnei Yeshua. You have Mimluim and Simimim Gimel as big machlokes with the Pnei Yeshua, but the Pnei Yeshua Shita is the reason this Leitavsi is not because of Chayvei Krisis. The reason this Leitavsi is because your Bishus Acher, if someone makes Kedushin to someone and he has a Kinyan Ishus on her, he owns her to certain degrees, that's the Kinyan of Kedushin, so someone else can't be kinder, like anything that if Reuven buys it, Shimon can't go and buy something. So too, if you made a Kinyan in Isha, so it's already in your, she's already in your Bishus, no one else can make Kedushin. So even if you say like Rabbi Rutenberg, that there's no karis, it still doesn't necessarily have to mean that kedushin would be tafsi. Now the Abnei Nezer asked another tremendous question, and that is from the end of our Mishnah. The Mishnah continues and it says, "Habal eishes av, chay mishum eishes av, umishum eishes ish. Bein b'chayi aviv, bein la'achar mises aviv, bein mina erisin, bein mina nasuin." So we have a clear Mishnah that if you bought on your father's wife, since she's a married lady, besides Eishes Av, you're also being over on Eishes Ish. Bein mina erisin, bein mina nasuin. So you see you have the name Eishes Ish in reference to erisin. Now that might be just saying that there's a din of Naim Marasa. You're called an Eishes Ish in reference to erisin in regards to the Pasha Naim Marasa, that you get skila. However, Rashi asked on the entire Mishnah, what's this discussion if you have one chiyuv or two chiyuvim? Who cares if you have two chiyuvim misa? Doesn't really have any practical nafkamina. You're not going to give him both misas. So Rashi said the entire Mishnah, when you have the discussion if Baal Aim is also Eishes Av, that's all b'shoigig chayiv l'ashtei chatoyis. The entire discussion is all b'shoigig in order to know if you're chayiv two chatoyis. Because two chatoyis you can bring. If we have two shemais to the issa, if we have two name tags on this erva, then you will bring two chatoyos. So Rashi is learning our Mishnah in reference to chatoyos, and we're saying that if you're ba on a lady on an Eishes Av, she's also an Eishes Ish, then min ha'erisin, you're chayiv two. Rashi says it means you're chayiv two chiyuvei chatos. You only have a chatos if there's a karis. That's the Gemara throughout Shas, Yivam Estaf Yud, and other places. You only have a chatos, b'makim there's a karis. So if you're telling me, according to Rami Rutenberg, there's no karis, then there's no chatas. If there's no chatas, what's the point of our Mishnah? Who cares that there's two chiyuvim? Who cares that there's skila for two reasons? You're not giving him skila twice. You're not giving him skila twice. The only nafkmina is in reference to a chatas. But chatas you don't have, according to Rami Rutenberg, because there's no karis. So you could get out of this kasha, because the Me'iri brings you Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the nafkmina of our Mishnah is legabe hasra. Then we're talking about Mazid, and the question is, if an Eishes Av is called an Eishes Ish, in regards to that, if you gave her Hasra of Eishes Ish, you would be Chayiv. We're not talking about a Chatas. Maybe the Rami Rutenberg's right. There's no Karas, there's no Chatas. The question is, do you have both Chiyuvei Skila, and the Nachmin would be that you give him Hasra, either midin eishes av or midin eishes ish. Beimina erisin, beimina hanasuin. Because even mina erisin, that you don't have the karas of eishes ish, you still have the skila of bai marasa. And the Mishnah is talking about mezid, and it would not be really a kasha on the Rambam Rumberg. So Rambam Rumberg would argue on Rashi, and he would have to go like the Yerushalmi. It's interesting, the Chamer V'chaya says that Rashi didn't want to learn like the Yerushalmi, because the Mishnah says that Yerchai mishum eim u'mishum eishes av. And then later in the Mishnah says, mishum eishes av u'mishum eishes ish. It's pretty clear in the wording of the Mishnah that Yerchai because of both. According to Yerushalmi, you're not chai because of both, you're chai because of either. So it should have said, oi, mishum eishes av, oi, mishum eishes ish. The wording in the Mishnah is mashmi yerchayev on both. On that, Rashi was bothered. How can you be chayev on both? You're only getting one skila. Must be we were talking about achatas. Therefore, Rashi explained the Mishnah, we're talking about achatas, not like the Yerushalmi. The only eitzah for the Rami Rutenberg to get out of the Avnei Nezis kasha is to say he did not hold of the Chamer V'chayev's diak. He did not hold like Rashi. Rather, he went with the Yerushalmi. And he'll learn how Mishnah is going in regards to skila. Let's continue on with the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings the case of Bo'ala Eim. Bo'ala Eim chayev ole mishum Eim u'mishum eishes av. You have two chiyuvim. Yehuda Eimer eini chayev el mishum Eim bovad. The Gemara brings a pasuk. The Yehuda holds that a mother who's also an eishes av, you only have one chiyuv chatas. What's the case of a mother that's also an eishes av that Tanakhama is saying that you chayev two chatayas? Rashi explains there's two ways to have it. Either in the skatchel of it, shlo yiladet biznos, a regular case that a lady was engaged, was married to a father, they had a child, so the time the child is born, this is his mother, it's also Eishes Av. That's one way to understand the Mishnah. Rashi ends off, oi, in the skatchel achre kein, or it could be she had this kid be'isser, she was not married to this man, so it's his mother, and then she went and married this person's father, so it's his father, but he only became an Eishes Av after he was born. So the two cases of Rashi are, at the time you were born, it was your mother and your Eishes Av, or it was your mother, and later on, she subsequently went ahead and married the father who had she had given birth through this father, and now she went ahead and married him. So your mother turned into your Eishes Av. Those are the two cases of Rashi. Now it's interesting, the Menachas Chinuch, in the beginning of Mitzvah Kuf Sadi, he brings down this halacha of imoy, a mother that's also an eishes av, and he says, you only can have this case if the iser aim and the iser eishes av happen at the same second. For example, the first case of Rashi, if a lady legally marries somebody, and they have a regular standard case, and they have a child, so at the time you're being born, the iser aim is created, and the iser eishes av at the same second is being created. And we have halacha in the sugya of Enes Sechal al Isser, if two Isurim are being Chal b'Vasachas, so they're both Chal, there's nothing stopping the second Isser from being Chal, because Haimene or Mafkis, which one is second, which one shouldn't be Chal, therefore both of them are Chal equally. But the Menachas Chinuch says, if you were to have the second case of Rashi, that it was a Skachle Achre Kain, that means at the time you were born, it was your mother, but it was not your Eishes Av, and then a year later she goes and marries this father, and then she turns into an Eishes Av, then you would have the rule of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Now, at first glance, he seems to be arguing on Rashi. Rashi clearly says that our Mishnah that says Yechayev Tu Chatayis is talking about either by Niskaj Lav Shalay Lat Tevisnus or Niskaj Li Achri Kain, which is the second case of the Michas Chinuch, and he's considering that an Ein Isser Chal al Isser case, and still Rashi holds Yechayev Tu Chatayis. The answer has to be, like the Menachas Chinuch himself ends off. The Menachas Chinuch ends off that even though I'm saying that if the marriage took place after the birth, there's a problem with Enes Chal Isser, but there is an exception to the rule of Enes Chal Isser, and that's the din of Isser Koil. If the second Isser encompasses more people in the Isser, then we say Migu, that it's Chal on the new people, since there's something happening with the new Isser. It's including more people, therefore it's Chal even on the previous person. So over here, if the person that's getting married, the man, has, let's say, brothers or a father or sons from different marriage, and with this marriage, you're creating an Eishes Av to other children, or you're becoming an Eishes Av to other people, since this marriage is including other people, therefore the Din Eishes Av would be Chal, even on the person that's usher to this lady, Midin Eim. Because Ein Echanami, he had an issur to this lady else aim, but now we're adding on the issur of Eishes Av, and don't tell me Ein Ischal issur, because this marriage is including other people in the issur, because now other people are usur onto this lady. That's how the Mechus Chinuch ends off Lahalacha, and that would be how he would learn Rashi. Rashi that says, Niskashli Achrei Kain, that you could have the Mishnah, the Yerchayev Tuchatayas, when you were an aim and subsequently you became an Eishes Av, would have to be a case that there were relatives involved here, and you were creating an Isser Kail situation, therefore, the Isser could be Chal on the other Isser. Now, the Acharim are bothered why Rashi got involved in this issue at all. The Mishnah says you can be Chayim al Aim and Eishes Av. Why did Rashi feel a need to explain how a mother could be a father's wife? It's pretty simple to be a mother and a father's wife. Why did Rashi have to go and be Meirich to explain this case at all? Yochanan says that Rashi has an agenda over here. Rashi was bothered, how did the Gemara know to bring a pasuk to explain Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says if someone's an aim and an Eishes Av, you're only chayim, you didn't aim. And they bring a pasuk. So the Yochanan says, Rashi was bothered. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yehuda is because he holds Ein is chal iser. Since Ein is chal iser, and aim was chal first, you were already a mother before you became an Eishes Av, therefore Eishes Av is not chal. Why did the Gemara on Amud Beis have to bring a pasuk to explain Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi went out of his way to explain that the case of the Mishnah is not only a case of Ein Ischal Iser. We're talking about either it was Bavas Achas, that she became your mother and the Eishes Av at the same second, or it was Achar Zeh. So Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Stam case of the Tanakhama, which is all cases, whether it's Bavas Achas or one after the other, and Yehuda is saying in all cases you only have aim and you don't have Eishes Av, he's clearly not just arguing because of Ein Ischal Iser reasons, rather he must be saying a pasuk to explain that even though it's Bavas Achas, and based on the klalim and the rules of Ein Ischal Iser should be able to be chayev two, still Yehuda only holds your chayev one. Now we'll continue on with the Gemara. On the last line of the Afnun Gimel and Aleph, we have a braisa. Isser mitzvah of Isser kedusha chaylatzes v'loy misyab mois. So the Gemara explains Isser mitzvah and Isser kedusha, referring to a chayvi lavin or a derabanan. These cases have chalitza and not yibam. Why is the halacha chaylatzes v'loy misyab mois? So we find the Pella in Rashi. Rashi says in the Be'amaskel Isser mitzvah that Isser mitzvah of kedusha the benois kedusha nenu mar binun hasam yevimtoi yevimtoi. Rashi brings the Xeris HaKosuv. He says it's a Gemara in the Afchof in Yavamas that there is a Isha that has Chalitza without Yibam. And we don't say the general rule in Yavamas is any Oilel Yibam, any Oilel Chalitza. If you don't have Yibam, you don't have Chalitza. There's a Pasuk, Yivimtei Yivimtei, that there's one lady, there's one Isha that has Chalitza even though she doesn't have Yibam. And we don't know which one it's referring to, and we come out in the Gemara Yavamis that we're referring to a Chayvi Lavim. So Rashi says, we see a Mekar that there's a lady that doesn't have Yivam, has Chalitza. That's why there's no Yivam, a Chayvi Lavim, because the Pasuk that says you have Chalitza without Yivam is referring to Chayvi Lavim. So it's evident in this Rashi that Chayvi Lavim don't have Yivam midi Araisa. The next Rashi in the Viramasu V'loi Misyabemis, he asks, the Chitema, Tesiya Sevi Titri Loisasei. Why do you say Aseh Dechalaisasei? You have an Aseh, a mitzvah of Yibam, Yivam Yabayla, a mitzvah deraisa. You have a Loisasei, let's say she's a Mamzeres. Why do we say Aseh Dechalaisasei? So Rashi brings down the Gemara of Chaf Amud Beis in Yivamas that answers. It's like, Zerah, be Rishayna, Shemekayim Ba, Yivam Yabayla, Otto be Yashniya, Shema mitzvah Aseh. Since you only have a key mitzvah in the first beer is doing the Maisi Yibam, that's a mitzvah. The second beer is no mitzvah. So we're afraid you'll come to do a second beer, and it's only mutter to do the first beer, therefore they don't even allow you to do the first beer. So we mamash have a stira one line to the next. The first Rashi is saying the reason why a chavi lavim don't have yibum is because of the pasuk yivimtoi. And the next Rashi is saying the reason why a chavi lavim don't have yibum is only a gzer derabanan, and midaraisa, you could do yibum, because I say the chaloisa say. In reality, if you learn the Gemara in Yavamas, the Gemara on Amud Aleph, the Chof Amud Aleph, originally in the Havmina did seem to use the pasuk of Yivimtoi, but Levaskana, the Gemara comes out that it's only Aser because of Xera. So why is Rashi bringing this pasuk of Yivimtoi if it's not the Maskana? This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. The Shagis Ayin is kasher. Kibeg over here in the Gilian Hashas is Mitzayin, the Shagis Ayin, Simon Lam Gimel. The Mashal over here has a slight toichik, but the simplest answer, he says the first Rashi is not talking about regular Chavi Lavim. You have to say the first Rashi that says the Pasuk of Yevimta, he's talking about Chavi Asay or Chavi Lavim Asay, and those type of Averis don't have the din of Asay Deicha Lois Asay, because you don't say Asay Deicha Asay, and you don't say Asay Deicha Lois Asay Ba Asay. Since those cases, you can't have Tchia, so it's not Asar only because of the Gzera, it's Asar much stronger reason. It's going to be Asar because of Yevimta. That there's an Isha that doesn't have Yibum, even though she has Chalitza, that's referring to, Rashi says, Chayvi Lavim, but the Mashal says he means Chayvi Asay or Chayvi Lavim Asay. The next Rashi's asking, my regular Chayvi Lavim, why don't you say Asay the Chalai Asay? That's the terrors for the Mashal. Kvegu and the Shagis Ayay more or less end up with the Tzarech Iyim. Now we'll continue with the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara is trying to figure out what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said, that if you're not Roy, you're not fit for the father, there's no Isser of Eishes Ha'av. The Gemara said, it can't be talking about Chayav Krisus, because Chayav Krisus, even the Rabbanan would agree, there's no Din Eishes Ha'av, since Kedusha is not Ha'av. So you can't call her an Eishes Ha'av. Like Karin and Bo, Eishes Ha'av. So the Gemara said, it has to be Chayav Lavim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva, there's no condition tafsi by Chayvi Lavim. The Rabbanan argue, they say only by Chayvi Krisus, there's no condition tafsi by Chayvi Lavim. There is condition tafsi. Then the Gemara asked, we have a braisa that Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha are choltzos v'loy misyavmis. There is a din chalitza by Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha. And there's a discussion what Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha mean. Is Issa Mitzvah shniyos, which are asur mid Rabbanan, and Issa Kedusha is Chayvi Lavim, or is it vice versa? Like we find that Yehuda was machlef, he switched it around. He said Issa Mitzvah is referring to Chayvi Lavim and Issa Kedusha is referring to Midrabanans. But we see that Rabbi Yehuda just switched around the Lashonis, but he agreed to the Halacha, he agreed to this statement that Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha, whatever they are, have Halacha of Chalsis V'loi Misyabmais. So the Gemara asks, if you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Rabbi Kiva, that Chayvi Lavim are like Chayvi Krisus, that there's no Kedusha in Tafsi, so then they don't have chalitza either. Just like Chayvi Krisus don't have zika, there's no din chalitza or yibam. So by Chayvi Lavim, according to Bekiva, there should not be a din of chalitza or yibam. That's the Gemara. Comes along Taisvis, and he asks, Tema, minale l'dzmuye, Chayvi Lavim l'chayvi Krisus l'chal mili. Who gave us a right to say that according to Bekiva, since Chayvi Lavim are so chomer that there's no kedushin tafsi, who gave us a right to jump and say that therefore there's no Zika? Maybe Chayvi Krisus is not Tafsi, and there's no way for you to do Yibum, because it's Usr. And since it's Usr, so there's no Zika, the Torah didn't give the Zika, the attachment that every Yavama has to the Yavam. There's a connection, automatic connection. The Torah said she's Usr L'shuk until you do Chalitza. That connection is only given to somebody that's able to do a Yibum, and it's a Tafsi type of Yibum. So Chayvi Krisus, that's Usr to do it. And it's really mufka from doing it, because this relationship between this man and this lady is a Chayvi Krisus type of relationship, therefore there's no Zika. But Chayvi Lavim, Taisa says, you have a halach of Yavi Asev Yit Chalaisa say. You're allowed to do it. Since you're allowed to do it because of the din of Yavi Asev Yit Chalaisa say, therefore there should be a Zika. Just because the Aveira is on the level of the Chumrah and the potency of a Chayvi Krisus, doesn't mean it's going to knock out a Zika if you're allowed to do it. Maybe only when you're usher to do such a potent Isser, there's no Zika. But when you're allowed to do this type of Isser, because if I say the Chalai Zay, therefore there should be a Zika. Taisvis does not have an answer. Taisin Yavamis Daf Test asked the same question, and he also does not have an answer. The Rishonim give a few to Rutsim, the Taisin Rosh over here, the Yad Ruma. It's also a Chuvah Rashba, Chelik Vav, Simon Yutest. They say the Pasuk of Ulukachal Ele Isha is mashmal, someone that's a bar kinyan. So there's a gzeres hakasuv that any isha that's a loy tafsi type of relationship, there's no parashah yibim. Yibim is only said on someone that's theoretically tafsi. Since you're a chayvi lavim are like chayvi krisus, that according to Rekiva, there's no tafsi. The pasuk's not referring to such an isha. The Rambani of Amos says a different answer. He says, since the Torah says that by chayvi krisus, there's no yibim, so there's a gili in the craw that anyone that's loy tafsi kedushin knocks out the zika. So Taisa is asking, what do you mean? It's mutter, because I say the chalais to say. On that, the Ramban saying, we have Xeris HaKasev. If you're late Tafsi, there's no Zika. It's a Gili from Krisus to Chayvi Lavin. But then the Ramban asks, how did the Gemara know that? How does the Gemara throughout Chas know that there's a Gili from Chayvi Krisus that anyone that's late Tafsi knocks out the Zika to enable us to ask a Kasha on a Rekiva based on this premise? Means Enechami, we're allowed to say there's a giloi, and we could learn out from Chavi Krisus to Chavi Lavin that anyone that's Leitavsi is Pakizika, but to go ahead and ask a Kasha, that's an obvious fact that according to Bekiva, it has to be that Chavi Lama like Chavi Krisus, that there's no Zika, that we have no license for. All Raman's saying is, we have a right to be able to say there's a Yafusa, but to ask on Rabbi Kiva, based on this premise, Zelam Mitzinu. So the Ramban remains with his question, how do we know that according to Bekiva, we don't say Aseret HaChalos HaSeh? And there's a third approach besides the Tais Rosh that we mentioned, of Lukacha, and the Ramban that we mentioned, that's a Gili from the Pasuk of Karas, is a third answer. That's a Teretz of the Avnei Malur. And Simon Yudches, Simkon Aleph, a very controversial Avnei Malur. Now, Malur brings down the Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisus, and Yavamas Daphim Testament Aleph. What's the halacha if someone would become an erva after kedushin? We know the halacha is if you become an erva, let's say in the level of chayvi krisus, so kedushin is not tafsi. But let's say you were already married. After marriage, someone turned into an erva. If you turn into an erva after marriage, what's the halacha about the marriage? Do we say the whole kedushin is paka? Since kedushin is a stira to an erva, and kedushin can't work and can't be chal in an erva. So just like it can't be chal meikara in the beginning, so too it was already chal. It's paka, it falls away. Or do we say the entire halacha you can't make kedushin on an erva is on the ma'isa kedushin? You have no kayak to make a ma'isa in an erva. But if you already have the kedushin, it's not going to be paka. So machloek is Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds it's paka. Taisus says it's not paka. So the Anilum says the following. According to Rashi, that any time you are an erva, even if the erva came about after kedushin, the entire kedushin is paka. So, in a case of a chayvi lavin, and Taisus wants you to say, "Aseid lechalais asein," even though we're going according to Rabbi Kiva, and chayvi lavin are very chamer and they create mamzerus and there's no kedushin tafsi, but aseid lechalais asein should say that you should do yibam to her, the mitzvah to do yibam even to such a lady that creates mamzerus. Fascinating idea. That's Taisus' chap. Taisus has a rule of Aseid HaChalos, you're allowed to do Yibam even to a lady that's a Chayvi Lavim, even according to Rekiva. So you're going to do Yibam, and your Kainer, Aseid HaChalos, is going to let the Kenyan happen. Okay. The second after the mitzvah, the second Bia is not a mitzvah. Like we said from the Gemara, Yibam is not Chafim and Beis. We always make a Gzeira, Bia Rishayna, Atu Bia Shnia. So there's no more mitzvah. If there's no more mitzvah, you're turned into an erva. Now you're a chayvi lavin. Let's say she's a mamzeres. You're a mamzeres, and you have no heter bia. So you're married to a mamzeres, which according to Rekiva is an erva. It's on the level of chayvi krisus. So according to Rashi, it's going to be paki. The entire kedushin is going to fall away. So what's the halacha about marrying someone when we know that tomorrow the kedushin will be paka? So the Gemara says in the end of Gittin, that if someone makes a kedushin, hayoyimar ishti, ulamachir iyar ishti, I only want to make kedushin for one day, it doesn't work. And the Havana of the Avnei Malur says, brings down Iran in the Dharm of Chotesim and Aleph, that every kinyanless man is a kinyan peiros. You can't sell somebody something for a day. When you sell a house for a day, you're not selling the house for a day that today it's yours and tomorrow it's mine. Because if it was really his, it would stay his forever. The entire idea of a kinyanless man means that you're just selling him the uses of the thing for a day. You're retaining the actual bylaws of the actual thing, and you're just giving him the uses of a day. You could use it today and I get it back tomorrow, but there's no such thing as selling an object lizman, just for a short time. Ein sham in the ran bariches. So the Avnei Malur says, since every kinyanless man is only a kinyan peiros, and by ishus, when you're marrying someone, there's no such principle, there's no such idea of ever having a kinyan peiros of an isha. By a field, we could say, instead of buying the actual field, you're buying the rights to the fruits of the field. But by the kinyan of an isha, when you're marrying a lady and you're buying her to some degree, there's no musik of buying just the fruits. Therefore, it doesn't apply this idea of a kinyan lizman. Therefore, In our case, when you're making a kedushin for one day, you're making a yibum based on the rule of asay dechalaisa say to a chayvi lavim, and the kinyan's chal. Tomorrow there's no more mitzvah, so we're saying it's going to be paka. So it turns out you're doing a maisa kinyan in somebody that the second that the maisa kinyan's over, you're not going to be married to her anymore. That's a kinyanless man. You're making a kinyanless man. Kinyanless man on an isha doesn't work because you can't have a kinyan paris. So your kedushin doesn't work. Taisus gash was say asay dechalaisa say the alum saying it can't work. Because only a kinyanless man, which does not apply to an isha. This is the fascinating terrors of the Amnei Meluim. This is tremendous discussion in the Gedolei Achronim, how the Amnei Meluim is going to stem, how is he going to fit his Yisoid with many Gemaras and Yavamas. The most famous question all the Gedolei ask is Kasha. Reb Shimon has a big Arichas, Reb Shimon Shkop, Yavamas, Simon Vav, and that's from the Gemara of Gimel and Beis. The Gemara and Yavamas of Gimel and Beis brings a pasuk of Aleha to teach us that you cannot do Yibum in a case of an Achais Isha. It means, obviously, every case of Yibum is an Eshesach. That's the Mitzvah Sebekach. That's the case of the Torah. That is Yibum. You're an Eshesach. You have no children. The Torah was Matir. There's no Isra Eshesach, but Makim Yibum. What about if you're an Eshesach and also an Achais Isha? The Gemara brings a Pasuk of Aleha. There's no Yibum. The Gemara asks, Nafkin Lom Beis, why do you need a Pasuk? That the mitzvah of Yibam is not Deicha, the Isra of Achais Isha. We have a rule, Ein Asay Deicha, Loisei Sheish by Karas. Even though an Asay is Deicha Regal, Loisei, when the Loisei comes along with Karas, the Asay is not Deicha. So why do you need a Pasuk of Aleha? That's the Gemara's question. So it's clear in the Gemara that if the rule would be, Asay is Deicha, Loisei Sheish by Karas, the Gemara would have no problems. So Rabbi Shimon asks, according to the Amnei Meluim, that even when you have Dechia, for example, I say Dechia Loisa say, of Taisus Sanhedrin Nathan Gimel, and Taisus Yavamas Daf Test, that according to Rekiva, why are we saying Chavilam, you can't even, we should say, I say Dechia Loisa say, and Amnei Meluim says, you can never say, I say Dechia Loisa say, because since tomorrow, there's going to be an Erva that's Saiser, and Paki, and knocks away the Kedushin, therefore it's a Kedushin Lizman. And by Isha, Kedushin Lizman doesn't work, therefore the Kedushin never gets off the ground. So why does the Gemara and Yavamas say that if I say it would be Deich HaLeisei Sheish Bekaris, we would need a Pasuk of Aleha? Why don't we use this Mahalach of the Amnei Meluim? We should say, even if I say is Deich HaLeisei Sheish Bekaris, you still don't need a Pasuk. Because even if today you have the mitzvahs I say of Yibum to knock away the Karas, but tomorrow there's no mitzvah of Yibum anymore. If there's no mitzvah tomorrow, she's an Erva. According to Rashi, Memtes, and Yavamas, anytime you're an Erva, you knock off the Kedushin. According to the Avnilum, based on the Ran, and based on the Gemara in Gittin, the rule is that any Kinyan Lizman doesn't work. So how could the Gemara of Gimel Beis say that if I say it would be Deich HaLoisei Sheish Bekaris, it would be good, why you need a Pasuk of Aleha? This is Reb Shimon's Kasha on the Amnei Meluim. So there's a teretz they bring down from Zalman Sender. This is in the Milui Chaisim from Reb Jemashovsky, number 83, in the bottom of the Amnei Meluim. He brings down a famous teretz from Zalman Sender. Zalman Sender was the Rav of Kovna. He says the following teretz. He says, over there we're talking about an Achais Isha. Right? The erva we're dealing with is Achais Isha. That means you're married to this lady that's falling to you, sister. So you shouldn't be allowed to marry her. It's your wife's sister. So the Gemara is saying like this. If I say, you're allowed to do Yibim with her. Now if you do Yibim with her, Reb Shimon asks, the second you do Yibim with her, now she becomes an Achais Isha. Now she's an Achais Isha. So now she's Pakas. So it's only a Kenyan Lizman. Comes along with Zalman Sender with a beautiful chap. The second you do Yibim with her, your wife turns into Achais Isha, not the lady you're marrying. So the lady you're marrying has a din asay deich leis isha bekaris, according to the Havmin on the Gemara Beis. So you're allowed to do Yibim with her. As you're doing Yibim with her, which is permissible, so she's your wife. So your yesterday's wife is a wife, is the sister of your present wife. She's Paka. If she's Paka, you're allowed to stay married with the lady you're doing Yibim to. If the halach would be, asay deich leis isha bekaris, you would be allowed to marry an achais isha and stay married to her. What was the Shimon's kasha? What do you mean? Tomorrow she's an erva, and there's no mitzvah tomorrow. Zakrib Zalman said that tomorrow she's not an erva. Tomorrow she's your only wife, and your yesterday's wife turned into an achais isha, and she's not your wife anymore. Therefore, it's not a kinyan lizman; it's a kinyan forever. I say deich leisha bekaris. You're allowed to do the Yibum. You do the Yibum. Your wife is Paka. Now she's the only lady married to you. You can stay married to her. That was the reason why in Yavamas they were able to understand that if I say Deicha, Lazi Shabakaras, it would be good why did the Pasuk of allow. Only problem the Gemara had was that we hold Ein Asay Deichel Leisay Shish Bekaras. Comes along Reb Chaim, so Veitchik, also brought down the Meloi Chaisim, and he says he doesn't understand Reb Zalman Sender. The rule is that an Achais Isha after Gerishin is Asa. If you marry, there's two sisters, you marry one and you divorce her, you're not allowed to marry the second sister. So how could Reb Zalman Sender say that since you went ahead and married the new sister, and you were mafkia, and you knocked away the old sister that you were married to yesterday, therefore you're allowed to stay married to the present Yavama. What do you mean? But you were married yesterday to her sister. If you were married yesterday to her sister, it's a classic case of achos ishalach gerishin. What's the halacha of achos ishalach gerishin? It's aser, paka, knocks out the present kedushin, back to the Avivum's rule, that it's a kedushin lizman, and it's paka the entire kedushin. So Shimon's kash is good. Shimon was asking that you have an Erevah knocks out the Kedushin into the Kenyanless man. So Yibim shouldn't work. Rav Zalman Sender was trying to say that the Kedushin is good now because you're not an Erevah anymore because you were Mafkia, the other sister. Comes along Reb Chaim. That's not worth any Gerushin. She's not dead. But she's not dead. She's alive. You did a form of Gerushin. Instead of giving her a get, you turned her into an Erevah. So you divorced her in an interesting way. But she's a regular Gerushin. So your present wife, the Yavama, is an Achais Yishalach Gershin. That's an Erva. Should be Paka. Should knock out the Kedushin. The Yibin shouldn't work. It's a Kenyan Lizman. Back of Shimon's Kash. So they bring down, and then Melachais Matetz from Rabbah Ber. So this is Rabbah Ber answering Rabbah Chaim's Kasha and Rabbah Zalman Sender, who's coming to answer Shimon's Kasha on the Avnei Meluim. The entire Gedolei Europe were fascinated by this question. Zok Rabbah Ber the following. So the apaka de erva is much more than a gerishin. Every gerishin, why are you usher in the achayis isha? Are you divorced? It's not your wife's sister anymore. It's not your wife. She's not your wife anymore. So one could have thought, since you were married yesterday, therefore it's enough to be called an achayis isha. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not pshat. Rather, gerishin is not a full cutoff. Gerishin retains some form of marriage. Even after Gerushin, it's still considered your wife, legabe, in regards to her sisters. So since the entire pshat of the Isser Achais Isha is all because to some degree there is a semblance of marriage remaining after Gerushin, then one could say that by an erva, and you have the paki of Rashi Yavamas Daf Mem Tes, that someone's an erva and he's a stira, he's a contradiction to Kedushin, and therefore the entire Kedushin will be paka. That would be a level even more mufka, even more separated than a gerushin, because today you have no connection to her. If today you have no connection to her, you're mutter nachos isha. So now you can go back to Rav Zalman Sender's teretz. You do yibam. When you do yibam with an isha, you're creating that your present wife is a nachos isha. She's paki. She's out of the picture. Memele, you're allowed to stay married to the present Isha. Therefore, it's not a Kenyan Lizman, it's a Kenyan Le'olam. Therefore, it's a good Kedushin. Therefore, the Gemara held in Yavamis that if I say, then the halacha would be, you're allowed to do Yivim and remain married to her. So to recap what happened over here, that Mulum has this fascinating Yisai, that any Kedushin done to a lady that will be Paka tomorrow, the Kedushin doesn't start at all, because it's a Kenyan Lizman. Everyone asked on him from the Gemara in Yavamis. The Gemara in Yavamis, you see, you could do Yibam to an Achais Isha, even though tomorrow is no more mitzvah, and therefore the Yibam will be paki, and still we say you're allowed to Yibam, and the Kenyan works. That was Reb Shimon's Kash and Alim Lum. Reb Zalman Sender's answer was, you will be able to stay married, because you will mafkia the other wife, your yesterday's wife, she's an Achais Isha, and she's knocked away. Reb Chaim asked, but the present wife is still an Achais Isha, Lacha Gerushin. Baruch Bar answered, Paki is different than Gerushin. Gerushin retains some issues. Paki does not retain any issues. If we go back to Reb Zalman Sender's teretz, that you're allowed to stay married to this Isha because you're mafkia yesterday's wife. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason of Reb Yehuda? Why does Reb Yehuda hold that an Imai, that's also an Eches of Icha, you're only chayav because of Imai, not because of Eches Av? Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Amar Kro, Imchahi, Adrasha, Mishum Imai Yata Mechayvoi, V'yata Mechayvoi, Mishum Eches Av. He says, that if someone's a mother and an Eches Av, you only have an Isser Im. The Gemara asks, El Me'ata, Eres Eish Levicha, Le Sigala, Eres Levicha Hi, we should make the same drasha. That if someone's an aim and an Eish Av, you only have Eish Av. So it's going to come out a fascinating thing, the Gemara says. It's going to come out if someone's an Imoy and an Eish Av. If you make these two drashas, you'll have no Isser. Because the Pasuk says, Imcha Hi, you only have Imoy and not Eish Av. The other Pasuk says, Eres Levicha Hi, you only have Eish Av, not Imoy. So you're left with nothing. So the Gemara goes on to say another drasha. Kibbeh says, doesn't understand the Gemara's question. Why do we say both the yukim are true? He is memayit. There's no other iser. So imcha he means there's only an iser aim. There's no iser eishes av. And eres avicha he means there's only an iser eishes avicha. There's no iser aim. They're both true. It's going to come out that if you're both, you have nothing. Ruki Vega says no. The psukim are necessary for specific cases. V'hainu, that if you're a regular standard situation, that a kid was born from married parents, so at the time of his birth, there's an Isser Aim and an Isser Eishes Av, both here on the table. We mentioned earlier, there's no problem with Inis Chal Isser when the two Isserim are happening Vas Achas. So then we'll have Exeis HaKos of Erbis Avichahi. You only have an Isser Eishes Avicha, you do not have the Isser Aim. And what do you do with the Pasuk of Imchahi? That would be talking about a case when the kid was born before the marriage. So at the time of his birth, there's only an Isser Aim. Subsequently, they got married, and now you're creating the Isser Eishes Av. It's too late. The Pasuk would say, Imchahi, that in the case that Aim was Chal first, then Eishes Avicha can't be Chal. So why is the Gemara saying that if you dash in He, then you're stuck? It says, I have a very simple Eitzah. If the both these two are happening at the same time, there's exactly the custom of Eishes Avicha. You only have that Isser and not Aim. But if they're happening one after the other, then there's exeris akasa that only the aim is chal and not the eishes avicha. And he remains with the tzarech in. I just want to point out that one could ask, why would you need a pasuk that if aim is chal first, that you only have aim? We have a regular rule of aim is chal iser. What's what Kveger is saying? The pasuk of imchi is necessary for a case that the iser aim is chal first. That's the general rule of aim is chal iser. We do not need a pasuk for that. The answer is, we mentioned earlier from the Minchas Chinuch that there's an iser kail over here. Since when she's subsequently marrying the father of this child, she's creating new Isurim to his other children, or his brothers, or his father, so the Isur is Kail other people, therefore, it could be Chal. Kvega just means, like Zeres HaKasav would say, since the Isur aim was first, so even though theoretically there was enough power with the rules of Isur Kail for the Isur Eishes Av to be Chal, to be Zeres HaKasav, that if the aim is first, then the Eishes Avicha is not Chal. Will be the Havana and Kveger's Kasha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekhaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.